Blog Talk Radio.
You was popping, my niggas. PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. Got two guests coming on tonight. They should be on any second. 1 second. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Want to get the pro in the building, man. Shook up the room yesterday. I already said it yesterday on Twitter. I said it on my show on the recap. Battle of the night, the best back and forth. NYB, Math Alpha, Pac Juice, Cortez. You already know what it is, man. Against Rum Nitty and LL. Alpha, what's good, my nigga?
What's good? What's good, son?
How are you, brother?
I'm chilling, man. I'm on top of the world right now, son. I feel real good.
Just talk about it, man. I'm picking my nigga.
My
awesome G shit.
Man, well, I guess I got the dagger back.
Yo, I was happy for you, my nigga. I think a lot of people was happy for you on Saturday, my nigga. On some G shit.
Yeah, it was a good vibe, son. It was a good vibe. You know what I mean? I stepped in the building. It was love from... Time I stepped in the building, I stepped on the stage, it was more love. I said, okay, this is going to be a love night. I like this. You know what I mean? Got on the stage, fans came up, you know what I mean? Copped a bunch of Pac Juice t-shirts. Shout out to everybody that copped a Pac Juice t-shirt.
Hey.
So, that's what's up, man.
Were you surprised that, not even surprised on your end, but on both parties, though, the back and forth that you guys had, because it was a good back and forth for two on two.
See, that's the whole thing. That shit like that, when you being surprised and all that, it's when you sleep on niggas. Will and Rum, we couldn't sleep on them niggas. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to be stupid and be like, yo, I'm going to just not pay attention to the classics these niggas is putting out. You know what I mean? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
We knew if we was going to go in there, it was either going to be a great battle or a great body. That's the only thing. We was going for a great body. And these niggas, apparently, they went for the same thing, but we just had a little bit more than them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Do you think it's hard for brothers like Ill Will and Rum Nitty, being that, you know, Rum Nitty live in Phoenix and this nigga live in Michigan, to try to prepare for battle,
you know,
in the same city?
I answered that in my first football, son. Me and Court answered that in the first football, so I don't know. You put it together. Will might really got a thing for people's mothers, son. He might really got a thing for people's mothers. but I saw on Instagram that Will went out there and they got people, so I was like, okay. Alright, they know they gotta have something together. Whatever money he spent on that plane ticket and staying out there, he knew he had to do that. You know what I mean? So
right.
I salute that. I like that. Well,
Was it battle of the night in your opinion?
Yes it was. I mean, there were some other good performances, but consistently throughout all the matches, I feel like we had the best. Yeah, we had the most entertaining battle. You know what I mean? Some battles was lopsided. Some battles.
Let's talk about math. You're the best person to talk about this with, my nigga. Let's talk about these battles last night, my nigga. That fucking hour ass long after you and Core battle. Wasn't it the Goonies against Swaving Moneybags, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch that? What's your thoughts on that? That shit was like a damn near Royal Rumble, my nigga.
I mean, I was in and out because a lot of fans was, you know, talking to me after the battle and all that. I was in and out. But, yeah, it was like a Royal Rumble. I kept looking up, and it was different niggas on the stage rapping. I was, what the fuck is going on? It was crazy. Niggas just jumping in. I was like, damn, this ain't no fair fight. The fuck up? Then I seen Poison Pen. I almost got into a fight with somebody because they was heckling Poison Pen. That's my man. Don't do that.
Son. Niggas was saying that. Nah, because, you know, niggas was saying he got the 94 flow, you know. But he was trying to hold down PH, so I know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but still, you know, that's Poison Pen. Let him rock. They ain't even try to hear what he had to say. We were like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they booed him out the gate, though.
You not going to rap now. And they don't even know. Like, that's Poison Pen. This nigga done been around the world with this shit already.
You know, and put a lot of battles, put a lot of your favorite battles together also behind the scenes.
Right. But you know what? If Smack starts trying to rap, they probably do the same thing. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you be heated if you were caught battling and then like three other niggas just coming in the battle? Would you be tight?
Hell no. Hell no. They all getting smoked. Fuck that. All y'all niggas getting smoked. I'm in rebuttal mode, nigga. I'm in rebuttal mode. All y'all niggas is getting smoked. Fuck that.
Oh, man. Shit. What you thought about Hitman and Verb and Briz and T-Top, though, man? I was kind of like,
man,
the battle, I was kind of like, wow.
Letter, man, you funny. You trying to get a recap out of me on the low. You
on the low, on the low, on the low, on the low, on the low. Fuck it, fuck it, man. On the low. You got me.
Yo,
I saw the pay-per-view. I saw the pay-per-view, though.
Yeah. Hitman and T-Top. Hitman, A-Verb and Briz. It was just the first round. I was like, okay. You know, when niggas come out in fucking matching jerseys, you thinking, it's about to be crazy. You think it's about to, woo, they about to put on for St. Louis. They got the fucking jerseys on, but I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. It went downhill at some point. And I don't know. You know, the new blood, you know, they ain't coming to play. They've been watching niggas for years. They've been studying the game tapes before they knew they wanted to be battle rappers. You know what I mean?
Briz on fire right now, man.
Oh, yeah. Briz is doing his thing. But you know what? I feel like he on fire because niggas sleep on him. Because you got to understand, Briz is just getting on fire.
Facts.
He's just getting on fire. If you get the opportunity, look, let me tell you what this route that these niggas is running. You got to be a lame ass nigga. You got to be terrible to not get better with the people that you being lined up against. Because you think about it, these niggas, okay, you get a battle set up with a legend or somebody that's top tier. You sitting there, you studying the game tapes. Now, the top 10 nigga might not be studying your shit because he's not really thinking about you.
Right,
you
true.
Watching
true.
And you learning, and you do that battle. Okay, you don't win. You know what I'm saying? But you did a little good. The next time you get another top 10 nigga who got different attributes, you picking up all this game watching these niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After your third or fourth battle, you better be smoking niggas.
Yeah, because, Math, this is how I look at it. He got 3-0'd by A-Verb on Rookies versus Vets, right? And then he battled Tay-Rock right after that. He lost to Tay-Rock, and I thought after the Tay-Rock, he did good against Tay-Rock, even though he lost.
Look at all the game that he soaked up.
Right, exactly, to your point.
What battle rappers might not tell you is you learn from niggas. If a nigga do something to you in a battle, and you like, ooh, okay. You learn, you know what I mean? Like, this works. Not everything is going to work for you, but you learn to be a little bit more confident. And
right.
I think that Brent's confidence is up right now where he feel like it's like how we felt going into this battle. We felt like niggas just going to have to keep up. You're not putting it at no, I'm worried about, oh, you think he going to say this or you think he going to say this? Nah, fuck that. Niggas just going to have to keep up.
Yeah, because you landed some haymakers, my nigga. The Christian Bias thing was a haymaker. I don't want to indulge in that, but that was a haymaker like a motherfucker.
Word. And that's so strange. I didn't even, and for the record, that's not a written rebuttal that I had sitting around waiting for somebody. That was on the spot.
Oh, word?
I was that comfortable. I haven't been that comfortable in a while, son. You know what I mean? But I was that comfortable.
Are you seeing what's going on with Hitman Holland Rain on social media?
Not at all. I got shit to do.
Son, I know. I'm going to just give you the news flash. Shit is getting really real on Twitter right now because if you recall,
Hold on.
All right.
Let me just get something clear. Nothing gets really real on Twitter.
Facts. Well, no, let me
get this real on Twitter.
Yeah, but let me get you a roll down.
Going on, Look, man, you know me, man. I'm a realist, bro.
I know. You a different nigga, come on, bro. God. Listen, Matt. You a different nigga, but let me give you the backstory, though. You just look different. I know, Matt. My God. But remember the battle with Hitman and Verb against Briz and T-Top when Rain came out and had a few bars for Hitman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're also saying that there was an alleged altercation between T-Top and Hitman Holla behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
I seen a little shoving match going on.
Okay, so you know where I'm going now.
I ain't seen nobody get
Rain,
decked.
Right.
Anybody get decked?
So.
Anybody got jumped out? No?
We ain't hear that story, fam. But,
well, Beasley
so
jumped in the middle, right?
Oh, Lord, man. You're killing niggas right now, son.
Beasley jumped in the middle. Shout out to Beasley.
So,
you don't never jump in the middle of my shit.
Yeah. So, listen, man. Rain goes on Twitter with Hitman, and they're going back and forth. And Rain says, fuck Hitman's moms. And you know the nigga moms just... You know the nigga moms are just fighting cancer. You know, she just fought cancer.
Yeah.
So he gave his address, his location, Rain did. He gave his location where he's at. So Hitman is in New York right now as we speak. And he's on Periscope saying
wine.
He's out here waiting for Rain.
A pack of wine.
So.
Pack. Yeah. Huh? He said he's what?
He said, he's, you know, Hitman's still in New York. So, you know, Rain said where he's at. I'm in Queens, da-da-da-da. And these niggas on Periscope. Going at each other, saying my location is here. Pull up, cause Hitman is still in New York.
So what? They battling locations?
I don't know, but the nigga said, "Fuck his moms, though, my nigga." The nigga mom just fought cancer. That's like, come on, Rain, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We all know you gonna Hitman's holler his bio.
It's
a picture of his mom
rap.
Saying, "Fuck cancer."
Look, man,
yeah,
when them niggas
though,
pull up on each other,
come on.
Look, when they pull up on each other, I believe something. In the meantime, man, whatever. Yeah. Niggas, it's a smoke screen. It's ninja smoke. It's ninja smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas like, yo, son, yesterday wasn't looking good. What can we do to make niggas forget about it?
Poof. Damn.
Throw this
damn.
Down.
Damn.
What could
I
have?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the same
thing. Nah, I mean, seriously, like,
experience,
I got love for both of them. See nothing get crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You heard me?
Yeah, I feel you. No, you're right. I don't want to see shit get crazy either, my nigga. Come on now.
But
I don't want shit to get crazy out here.
Niggas is grown, man. Niggas is grown, man. If they're going to handle it, they're going to handle it, right?
Right. Facts. Facts.
But if I hear anything about Rain and Hitman, Summer Madness 6,
nah, son. We ain't trying to see that. No shade to Rain. I know he's good on beats. And he's good at production, but I don't really want to see that nigga battle rap, my nigga. I'm good off that.
Damn, son. Give a nigga room to expand, like,
for what? Nah, he can expand, but my nigga, I don't want to see, my nigga, like, come on, we don't look at you as a battle rapper, my nigga. You see what I'm saying? We don't look at him like that, bro.
Hey, man.
And his bars wasn't even that fire yesterday when he got up there, hit, man. It wasn't like, listen, when he came on stage, man, I was like, all right. Let me see what Rain gonna talk about right here. This should be interesting. I was hyped. Then when he spit his shit, it was like, all right, my nigga, cool. All
right, cool. Peace.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Peace. Yeah, peace, God. Peace to the God, Rain. You
know? But you know what? Like I said, it was entertaining. It was entertaining. But, again, I felt like that battle turned out a little lopsided. You feel me?
I feel you. So, Matt, what's next for you, my nigga? Because after the show of battle, you started, like, trying to boost this up. Was it hard when URL called you and was like, let's do the 2-on-2, there was no reservations? Because you always sounded like you was done with this shit, almost damn near retiring.
You know what? I was in a space where I felt like I wanted to do something else for a while. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to take a break. Or you lose the love for this shit. You know what I mean?
You saw far away, man.
Every other sport, niggas get a break. They get an off season. You know what I mean? And I feel like I needed that off season for a little while to get my mind together.
Hmm. Hold on, Math. I got your brother on the line right here. Brooklyn brother right here. Math, I'm on record and saying your partner on Saturday is nominee for goddamn Battle of the Year. I don't give a fuck. This nigga need to be on Summer Madness too. Let's be fucking clear on that also. Let's get the bro on, man. Yo, Core, what's good, my nigga? You on me? You and Math, brother.
Yo, what's good,
what's good?
What up?
I was just telling Hoffa, man, I think, you good. I was just telling Hoffa that I felt y'all had Battle of the Night, man, the best back and forth with Nitty and Ill Will, my nigga.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? It was a good, all things was a body though, Carl, to be fair. It was the best back and forth though.
But like I said, we had the mindset of niggas gonna have to keep up. We don't give a fuck what they bring. They gonna have to keep up. That's it.
My honest opinion is it just gotta come a point in time where dudes are gonna have to understand that. It's more than bars. It's more than one of the performances. It's going to come down to where y'all have to understand that. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Everybody counted us out.
That's true. I agree.
And what all niggas could say was, I just can't see Math and Core keeping up with them. And to be honest with you, not to give no spoilers away for whoever didn't see the battle, but the shit that separated us from them wasn't the bars. It was all the other shit that we did, the creative shit. And that's the main thing we've been stressing from the get-go, from that battle, even from the Prez battle with the third round. You have to think outside the box a little bit. It can't just be that. And if you come in there with three rounds of bars, it's going to get boring. And that's what happened with all the other battles. These niggas
should be dead by the third round.
Our fans wasn't entertained.
Core.
It's more than that. And I don't understand why it's so hard for people to understand that.
Core, you sound a little far away, but I want to say to you, my nigga, and I don't know if you feel me on this, man. If you could join in this also. Cool. I think this is the first time in a while where I see the fans are really riding for you, my nigga. Like, niggas talking about you need to be on Summer Madness. Like, I did a 2-hour show earlier before y'all brothers came on. And niggas are saying Cortez is not nominee for Battle of the Year, and this nigga needs to be on Summer Madness.
Well,
are you close there? Are we there? Our niggas in talk to Summer Madness. What's good? You, O-Red, Av, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Those are the two names. Those are the two names on the list. You feel what I'm saying? Av was talking crazy at the event, but he knows.
Right.
You know, Math gave him a warning. Math told him, stay away.
I told the nigga. I was like, look. He was like, yo, all due respect, God, y'all did some work tonight, but I think I got to see your man. And I'm like, yo, fam, right now is not the time for you, kid. It's not. I like you, Av. Stay away from Cortez. Facts.
I think that'd be a dope battle, though, Math.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Look, man.
Yeah, it'll be a dope battle, but I just feel like, nigga, the shit that I had to go through, the fight to get where I'm at right now, nobody's stealing that. Nobody's going to steal what I had to go through, because no battle rapper that started from my era had to go through the scrutiny that I went through. And you know who's the only person that might have went close to it?
Math.
It's my brother on the phone with us.
I just said,
you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like a disrespect thing. And we not jacking that shit. Straight up, we not jacking that no more.
So,
yo,
who would you want?
I'm mad surf locked up, bro.
Huh?
I'm mad surf locked up.
Mad surf locked up. Facts.
We needed to see that gun titles and see what that's about, bro.
Oh, yeah. That
next
that
year. Next year, hopefully, he's out on time to get Double Impact 3.
We're going to have to get him the day he get out. Just so we don't go back in, bro. Yeah, you get out. Just so you don't go back in, son.
Yo, this nigga hustles.
Because that nigga got a problem. He got an addiction or something. Something wrong with that nigga. free surf,
you know, man. You know how the streets go. You know how the street shit is, man.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that shit, bro.
I feel you. Free surf, though, man.
Yeah, free surf.
Core. Who would you rather battle? They told you Av or Old Red and Summer Madness. I know you and Av had back and forth, but some people said you were Old Red because Old Red on the street right now, too, and he's nominee for Battle of the Year also.
I mean, you know, Old Red, let me tell you like this. Really, it don't matter. You feel what I'm saying? It really doesn't matter. I just want somebody that I know is going to come in there and not play no games. You understand? I don't want nobody that I know that doesn't know what they're doing. Both those guys are, you know what I mean, worthy opponents. So the Lux voice, you know. It's just a matter of what makes sense. You feel what I'm saying? I told BZ today, I said, look, man, it's got to be Old Red or it's got to be T-Top. You know, Old Red is a vet. He and I have a lot of history, you feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, Av is just that new blood, you feel what I'm saying? And sometimes that new blood needs to be on that stage, you feel what I'm saying, to make a point. So either one, I don't really care. I just know what I want to do on that stage. There's some things that I want to do, and I want to showcase on that same stage. You feel me? And until I get that opportunity, I'm not going to let up.
Are you going to get that phone call, you think?
I mean, I got some phone calls already for it. It's just a matter of what makes sense. You feel me? That's all it is. It's not like it ain't already been being discussed. It's already in motion. It's just who's going to battle who. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
They're trying to put the matches. Remember, they announced it. What they said, September 10th? They announced
September
it. September 10th,
yeah.
September 10th. Mm. You know what I mean? That's my birthday week. So,
oh, word? Oh, so you don't want to turn up, though, my nigga.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hopper. Hopper,
yeah.
When are you coming back on URL, man?
We got to see what it is, man. We need a name that makes sense because I done battled most of these niggas already.
Ill Will?
Who you think? Ill Will so soon? I don't know. I don't think Ill Will wants. I don't think you want another round of that Jamaican coming at him, son. I don't know, son.
Yo, that Jamaican scene was hard, bro. Yo, you see, that nigga slipped that Jamaican scene. Yo, that
nigga,
shit was hard.
Nigga, I'll do a whole round like that. Fuck that. Fuck his life up.
Oh, man.
Now,
man, you wouldn't battle the new blood, though, right? You kind of want to battle niggas that's, you know. I can't see you battling New Jersey Twerk or nobody like that.
Yo, this is the second time somebody said his name, bro. I don't know.
But they said it on the live today when we went IG live.
Yeah.
The crazy thing, we went IG live on my shit. Me and Mav were together earlier. And that was the name that kept coming up for Mav. Niggas were saying New Jersey Twerk. I'm like, really?
Really? That's the kind of, I don't know. I think I might rematch Jones before I do that, son.
Oh, damn.
What do you think about that,
Bree? Math and Twerk, let me tell you why I can see why people saying that, Core.
Pause.
Of the stature, maybe?
This don't even sound right.
All right, pause. Let's pause. Well, we got to pause that. Now, but on stature alone and his energy, Math, you feel me? Not saying he's a young, he got young Hoff in him, but the young boy's energy is there. And you seen on a 2-on-2, no shade to Rod and Jack Boy, but when Twerk came to the forefront, you even see Moneybags in them. Like, they need this nigga. So, and, you know, niggas do give it up for Twerk. He's like the young boy. He's rookie of the year, first off. Let me throw that out there. And niggas,
you are
pushing this nigga. Yeah, I think he's rookie of the year. If you ask the general consensus, they'll say Twerk is rookie of the year in battle rap.
Over Av?
I've not a rookie no more. Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, that
was last year.
Oh, where he battled on.
Yeah,
he battled Chess.
Mike
battled,
P, Chess. Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think you and Twerk, I wouldn't mind seeing that though, bro. I ain't gonna hold you though. Now I think about that shit. You know?
But do you think Twerk is ready for that stage?
Hit Nasi Court? I don't know, because here now, he got his first Urban Plaza battle against Mike P, right?
And I heard
that was
a little shaky. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a little shaky. And niggas saying Mike P won. So, you know, him getting his first time on the big stage, so to say, and he had missteps, stumbling here, niggas are saying. So it's like, you know, you lost to Mike P, my nigga. Like, you know, no shade to Mike P when I say that. I'm just saying, you know, for a nigga they pushing, you get your first Urban Plaza and the nerves, you know, butter guts, bubble guts and all that shit probably. I don't know. And you know what I'm saying?
Well, we got to see. That thing ain't dropped yet, right?
Nah, it ain't dropped yet. Nah. Court, another question for you. Prez Mafia, man. Were you shocked this nigga just, like, stumbled the ball? He fumbled the ball at a 30-yard line, 50-yard, like, just so much fumbleitis going on. Were you shocked?
What do you mean, was it a shock? Listen, when it comes to URL, my opponent's choking. I'm not shocked at anything, son. I don't know what it is. You know,
Court, the nigga stumbled, though, son. He stumbled, fam.
Nah,
like,
to be honest with you,
he forgot his bars.
To be honest with you, I feel like he should have been more prepared, and I don't think that he wasn't prepared. I think what happened was, though, he just realized, like the first round, all right, he got through it good, right? He kind of cut it short. He maybe had like 16 bars. So I was like, okay. But I knew that first round was going to put so much pressure on him. He was already thinking in his head, I'm down 1-0. I'm down 1-0 to Cortez. And that's what happened. And then that second round came, and he, you get what I'm saying? He overthought it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he did that, I knew he wasn't beating that third round. You know, that third round had nothing.
That third round was, yo, my nigga. Anytime you tell niggas there's some shit we got to talk about in the third round, yeah, my nigga, because there was some shit, nigga. That third round was just powerful, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask both of y'all brothers' opinion, man. Arsenal, Loaded Lux, y'all thoughts, please.
Math?
Cool. This nigga passed the rock back. These niggas are passing the rock back.
Arsenal, no. Let me be honest with you. He got Solomon and he got Lux, right? Within 2 weeks of each other.
That's bad, Core. That's bad.
Let me tell you something. I'm actually rooting to see how he does. Because if he's gonna bow out, you know, Arsenal, he's
to
up
Solomon.
There. So
bow
out
to Solomon.
Yeah, so I don't wanna see him bow out with two L's. Because then, to be honest with you, he's probably not gonna wanna bow out. He probably can't bow out like that. This game is so competitive.
I wouldn't even be mad if he took the L to Solomon. But if he shows up with Lux, like, if he really shows up like it's a battle and not just an exhibition, like, oh, we missed Lux, you know what I'm saying? If it's like that, I wouldn't be mad, son. If he goes out with a classic with Lux, I wouldn't care about
right.
Solomon that, to be honest.
I think a lot of people feel that way too, man. I've been seeing people say that too. Like, there's going to be a battle.
Take both L's.
Yeah.
But if he take L's,
he
like, back-to-back L's and they ugly, come on, son.
He's not
going to want to
retire.
Like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. If that happens,
like
he's not going to want to retire. He's not going to want to retire.
Damn.
They just lost to Charlie and Goods. So if he loses to Good, if he loses to Solomon and loses to Lux,
some niggas had him losing the Briz too, though, Core.
Huh?
Some niggas had him losing the Briz too, and Rock, and Chilla.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're talking about Arsenal here and him bowing out
right.
And him knowing that he did this on himself, lining those two up. So I know Arsenal's strategic. He's very strategic. You understand? And
mm-hmm.
you know, he has weird bars,
but the nigga knows how to perform. You feel me? At the end of the day, I'm rooting for him. I want to see him put on against Solomon, and I want to see him put on against Luck.
Agree.
I feel like if he could do that, that puts him into contention. You know what I mean? But just saying, look, man, I am one of the greats. I am. He's already one of the greats, but, you know, he
right.
wants to sit there and claim his throne. And to bow out like that, can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
I feel like strategically,
a lot of battle rappers
it's kind
of
smart. I feel, y'all hear me?
Yeah, you good, man.
I feel like strategically it's kind of smart because the kind of rounds that Solomon puts together might take a lot out of what Lux has to say to him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you going with that?
I feel like mentally, I think Solomon is going to probably target the same things that Lux might target. Even though I know Lux can give a lot more history on, yo, you started under me and stuff, and, you know, I kind of boss up on him, but I feel like the Solomon battle can make a lot of Lux's material not hit. You dig
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Let me ask you another one, man. Taylor Rock. Yeah, Cor.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Because if that Solomon battle, yo, man, if that Solomon battle drops, and there's a lot of material that Lux has, Lux is going to have to scratch a lot of that shit.
Word. And Lux is
but,
not the last one to do.
But, Mav, think about it. That pay-per-view is going to be up for a month. Arsenal controls UW. That nigga could drop Lux first. Before the Solomon battle even drops.
Yeah, but that's on. You said they're a week apart?
Yeah, son. August 5th is Lux, and then July 22nd, I think, is the Boston, the KOTD massacre joint in Boston.
Well, I can almost guarantee it's in King of the Dot's best interest to drop that Solomon battle fast as fuck.
Damn.
You drop the Solomon battle when?
As soon as possible. And
yeah,
they've done it
yeah.
before.
But if they keep that pay-per-view up, you know they keep that pay-per-view up for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Either way, it's going right. to be out there. It won't matter because it's going to be out there. It's going to be out there. So,
that's
the
true.
People,
once people...
The people who really get, like, that's going to pay that ticket to be in the building, those are real fans. You know what I'm saying? They're going to watch that other battle. So, should
yeah.
they have, like, a similar angle or whatever, it might take a little steam off of Lux's punches.
Mm.
But then Arsenal, like, Arsenal really has to go in his bag for this. He has to come with some sort of angle or something. Like, he has to... He can't just wave his dreads around for this one. He can't do that.
This nigga said wave his dreads around for this one.
Let
me ask y'all.
Sometimes my nigga, I watch an Arsenal battle, and that's all it takes. Niggas start swinging his shit around. They be like, yo, they get hype with him. You know what I mean? Because he bring that
man.
Energy. But with Lux,
yeah.
I'm telling you, like, it's a different thing.
Lux is surging, man.
Standing there with their fucking fingers on the side of their face, holding their chin, like thinking real hard. You know what I mean?
let me ask y'all about Tay Rockahollow, main event, Summer Madness. Cool.
I got Hollow.
Mm.
I got Tay Rock.
Really?
Mm.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Yo, let me ask y'all a question, though. I'm noticing a lot of people there's a difference between what you think, who you think is going to win, and who you want to win. And I'm noticing a lot of people want Tay Rock to beat Hollow. Are y'all shocked at that at all?
People want Tay Rock to beat Hollow?
That's the feel I'm getting, the vibe. I did a show earlier, man, and niggas was like, I got Tay Rock, I got Tay Rock. I'm like, damn. I took over like 25 calls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, son. A lot of fans riding with Tay Rock.
I think for Tay Rock, this is gonna be Tay Rock's toughest battle. This is gonna be like, I know some people say Tay Rock beat Charlie. In my opinion, nah, I don't feel like he beat Charlie the second time. But this is gonna be 10 times what that was.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
Let me tell you something. He's gonna really have to outthink Hollow. Hollow's always gonna have one angle or one round where it's like out the box. You feel what I'm saying? So that alone, that round probably will go to Hollow. You know what I mean? I just feel like Rock. I want to see Rock. Let me not say this like the wrong way, but I want to see Rock getting his different bag. I want to see him show us something that like amazes us that we didn't expect from him.
You mean show us something that we never seen before out of him? To be honest, like when K-Sean battled Passwords, he knew he couldn't beat a regular K-Sean over there. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He had to switch it up, and when he switched it up, he fucked the game up. Passwords was fucked up. He 3-0'd him, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was shocked that K-Sean beat Pass. I ain't gonna front on that on King of the Dot. I remember that shit. I was shocked.
Because, you know, Passwords, he's going to dig into his little reality bag and check you like, you saying this and you saying that, nigga, you did something. So K-Sean was like, you know what, I'm not even going to use the gun line on your ass. Tay-Rock is known as the gunbar king. That right there, knowing and experiencing being around Hollow, that's an angle for 3 rounds.
I'm telling you, this gotta be this. Rock gotta play chess. Rock has
to play
chess.
Yeah, he does. His Hollow rebuttal game too is mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rock definitely gotta be on his shit. He really either he gotta overdo it or he gotta underdo it. If you understand what I'm saying.
That's what it is. Math, Core, man. Listen, man. Love y'all niggas, B. I'm glad y'all niggas. To me, y'all had the best battle of the night, Core. I dead ass hope you on Summer Madness, my nigga.
Thank you, bro.
You know what I mean? Right. Math, please get back on URL, B. We need some real talk on here, man. A lot of fugazi shit going on, man.
Facts. So good.
Appreciate y'all niggas, man. You
ready,
man.
Yo, for the business, I need y'all to go to MathAlpha.com/shop, type of pot juice, t-shirt. I need y'all to go check that Cortez and Method Man, the classic video. I need y'all to really get into niggas' music and fuck with us, because we going to have off seasons, and in those off seasons, we putting out projects. You know what I mean? This shit is about graduating at this point for all the top tiers.
Well, real quick, Math, it was good to see URL play some of y'all music in the background. You know what I'm saying? And I see Core, they've been pushing Core, Method Man joint. Everybody been pushing that joint in the battle rap community, I've seen through videos and shit. So, you know what I mean?
Love to y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they was rocking that No Fucks Given the past couple of events. I appreciate that.
Yo.
Fendi.
Oh, wait, yo, do me a favor. Can you tell Hands that I want to see Hands and Shotgun Shook do a track together? I always want to hear them on a joint together. I don't know why.
Hands want to battle that nigga. He don't want to do a song with him.
I fuck with Hands, man. I like Hands. I like hearing Hands on them beats. Boy, that nigga be spitting some fire. I be watching his freestyles on YouTube. That nigga be going in, man. I fuck with that nigga Hands. That heavy, bro.
Well,
bro.
Shout out to y'all niggas, though, man.
Definitely,
bro. Ready, appreciate
son.
It. Yo, let me ask you. Letterman.
Yo.
Did you do a prediction?
Yeah.
On Double Impact 2?
Yeah.
What you said?
Well, the recap or?
No, the prediction.
Who I picked between y'all?
Yeah.
I got to keep it a stack. I picked Ill Will and Nitty. I'm going to keep it a stack.
Look at you.
I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest, man.
Look at you. Now look
I apologize, my niggas.
Now look at you.
You know, my Brooklyn card. I was born in Eastern Parkway in Franklin. I should have revoked. I got y'all, man.
Back. Catch you out here. Problem.
Yo, well, y'all niggas, man. Shout out to Mathic Core, man. Y'all
Yo,
ready,
man. Make sure y'all also check out the Brooklyn Way web series that Math is in. Make sure y'all check out the new web series that I'm in called Time is Money. Episode 3 just dropped right now. Both one of the hottest, like two of the hottest web series out right now. Shit is real official, real good camera work, everything. You know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? We just trying to work, keep working.
Yo,
you
Smack.
I mean?
Yo, Smack, URL. Check us out, man. Smack and URL. We try to get Cortez on Summer Madness, man. Facts.
Start the campaign.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
Y'all niggas be easy, though, man.
Yo, right.
One.
Wave, stupid. So what? I told you before you even did it, everybody online is like,
we know.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Wave, stupid. That's what you got. Wake up, nigga.
Gotta want a shower always.
You think?
Yes, because they do very all that smoke and weed. I don't be around that shit like that.
Oh, look at you.
I'll be that for you because I want him to do that fucking thing because he texted me while we were hanging out.
You in the future?
And he was like, oh, she was like, if he get weed, he'll start working on a hook right now. If you get him some food, he'd be looped with it. Oh my God. Just so happened that we got in the studio, and the short dude that was sitting there kind of quiet, he had weed.
Mhm. So he got the weed and the food.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Next time.
Go someplace we can vibe at.
My little studio we could have, but.
What? You had another session?
Yeah. Just, and Dale was actually, he was like, oh, you ain't coming back today? I'm like, he's on his way.
Nah, he the type of nigga. I pick out a couple beats, bring them through, have them lay the hooks, see him later.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that nigga's a missing Migo. You telling me you didn't hear Quavo, like when he was playing his shit? Mm-hmm. I know you like that type of shit, but.
Oh,
somebody like that. Put the boot on
your
shit.
His shit been booted. Somebody told you when it was, you know, don't make somebody go in my car.
What?
When I was fucked up Friday.
Why don't you know that?
I don't park over this area because if I get up in the morning, I don't feel like I go to work. I don't want to have to get to move my car because I might as well go to work.
So, parking over here will be a guarantee that you go to work?
Yes, because I got to get up at 10.